Horse racing fans won't see the widely anticipated rematch today between Funnyside and Empire Maker. Both horses were pulled from the Traverse Stakes in Saratoga Springs because of health problems. This is just the latest bad news for New York's $3 billion horse racing industry, which faces a slew of state and federal investigations. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has that story.
This is the Saratoga Racecourse, one of the country's most popular and historic thoroughbred tracks. Tightly bunched horses pound the dirt, sweeping past the white rail fence. It was right here in August 1936, beneath the soaring gabled clubhouse, that owner Charles Howard first laid eyes on Seabiscuit, a moment described in the new film.
He was the son of Hardtack, sired by the mighty Man-O-War.
Thoroughbred racing is hot again, thanks in part to the movie and to Funnyside's dramatic near miss in this year's Triple Crown. But the excitement is playing against a scandal that threatens to swallow the New York Racing Association. The nonprofit entity, known as NYRA, is chartered by the state of New York to run tracks here in Saratoga and at Belmont and Aqueduct. The money is huge. Every year, hundreds of millions of dollars pass through these betting windows. But in June, New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer reported that NYRA ran an operation for more than a decade where, quote, crime was part of the culture. Paul Larrabee is a spokesman for Attorney General Spitzer.
Money laundering was a common practice at NYRA windows, using the hustle and bustle of the track to disguise illegal activity. We laundered, under the investigation, more than $300,000 that was explicitly described as the proceeds of drug money.
Larrabee says the Attorney General's investigation found improper behavior throughout NYRA's operations. Tellers allegedly used unregulated pools of cash for loan sharking and illegal gambling, and they helped winners avoid paying taxes. As a result, 16 NYRA employees have pleaded guilty to tax evasion. Three others have been convicted of money laundering. Larrabee says NYRA knew of these problems as early as 1995, but did little to stop them. The report concludes by saying that top managers at NYRA should be fired and that state officials should consider revoking the organization's franchise. NYRA officials declined NPR's requests for interviews for this story. In the wake of Spitzer's report, Dennis McInerney, NYRA's counsel, issued a 12-page statement arguing that the organization began cracking down on illegal betting as early as 1997. Last year, the organization tightened accounting procedures so that betting clerks no longer go weeks at a time without turning in their cash. Now, says Ray Pollock, editor with Blood Horse magazine, there's a consensus within the racing industry that NYRA has cleaned house.
In the thoroughbred community, the response has almost unanimously been, why are they picking on NYRA?
Pollock points out that Attorney General Spitzer is a Democrat and says many in the sport see the investigation as a political witch hunt.
The NYRA trustees, I believe, generally have given a lot more money to the Republican Party, and some people have speculated that has some cause.
But Spitzer's office isn't the only one probing NYRA's operations. The U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating. So is New York's Wagering and Gaming Board and the State Comptroller's Office. Earlier this month, casino giant MGM Mirage suspended plans to build a $100 million gambling resort at the Aqueduct track because of fears that NYRA could face federal tax evasion charges.
I want a dollar super.
So far, the scandal hasn't hurt the sport's growing popularity. On an average day, even without a marquee matchup, 29,000 people crowd Saratoga's betting windows. Gamblers here say they don't feel they've been cheated, but George, a track veteran who declined to give his last name, says many racing fans shrug at the idea of corruption.
Whether it's in upstate New York or Atlantic City, you're going to run across that gambling and money laundering. You're intertwined. I mean, that's just the way it is.
After a separate betting scandal last year during the Breeders' Cup race in Illinois, a consulting firm headed by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is proposing national changes to thoroughbred racing. His report, released this week, was commissioned by the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. It calls for improved computer safeguards, new security standards, and a new national office to monitor gambling operations. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.